The American war against extremism relies heavily on drones. Just think of the airstrikes against ISIS militants in Syria and Iraq. But not all U.S. drones around the globe are raining missiles on fighters on the ground. Take the battle against Boko Haram in Central Africa. American help there is all about surveillance and intelligence gathering, and that's being done from a remote U.S. drone base in northern Cameroon. The Intercept's Joshua Hammer traveled there to see what's going on at Air Base 301.
Well, they've been in place since October. They're slowly ramping up operations. They're flying drones over the Cameroon-Nigeria border, which in the last couple of years has become a major confrontation point, major conflict point between the militaries there and the Boko Haram Islamic extremist terrorist group. The Islamic group, which is based in Nigeria, has been moving across the border in waves, sometimes large groups of fighters, sometimes suicide bombers. The Cameroon government wanted help. The Nigerians wanted help. And the U.S. stepped in to create a base that would allow for surveillance and intelligence to get a better idea of how they're moving and how they can be stopped.
So if the stated mission of the drone base is surveillance, is that what you observed when you were on the ground there?
Well, that's what I observed was very little. You can't get on the base. You know, I prowled around the edges of the base, talked to as many people as I could to get a sense of what was happening. And there are drones flying around the clock. I did hang out at the local observation post, which is a ramshackle bar across the road from the base, and encountered a fellow who had been there the day before and showed me photos that he'd taken, sure enough, of one of these drones that had just finished a mission and was coming in for a landing.
So the Nigerian government had been complaining that it didn't have accurate intelligence to pursue Boko Haram. Is the drone operation helping? And who else is getting the intelligence?
Both militaries were complaining. As one diplomat told me, the Cameroonians were being hit with these. They have a bunch of soldiers along the border. They have 2,500 soldiers or so. But these guys, until recently, have been equipped with binoculars. As one diplomat told me, it's World War I technology. So they were essentially functioning blind. These waves of Boko Haram fighters were coming across in these suicidal attacks and just creating a tremendous amount of damage. Now the drones are up and running. They're offering, you know, real-time observation of the movements of these fighters, of where their suicide bomb factories are. So the first operation took place about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they conducted a very successful operation, the Nigerians and the Cameroonians together, using surveillance technology provided by the drones. They were able to mount a very successful operation against a Boko Haram held town. They got very clear pictures of where these guys were, where the bomb factories were, even where hostages were being held, and went through two defensive lines of Boko Haram fighters, entered the town, retook the town, freed the hostages, and seized bomb-making equipment. If this continues, it could be a serious accomplishment and a serious step towards eradicating this group, which is so far in the 6 years of horrendous violence has been pretty much impossible to stop.
Is anyone suggesting using these drones to launch missile attacks on Boko Haram, as is done in other parts of the world?
Yeah, the Obama administration has been pretty clear that they don't want to do that. They say this is an African fight. We're willing to help. We're willing to provide surveillance. But they really say this is the job of the Nigerians and the Cameroonians and the Chadians and the Nigerians. It's their job, at least for the near future. They are ruling out any sort of direct arming of these drones. They can be armed very easily, but they're being very clear at the moment, very adamant. No, this is not going to happen.
Joshua, finally, this drone base in northern Cameroon you went to, it's in a place called Garoua, and you write that until recently about the only Westerners to visit Garoua were big game hunters and safari goers. Who did you see coming and going now as you arrived at the local airport?
Well, I saw both soldiers and big game hunters. The big game hunters are still coming to shoot elephants, believe it or not,
wow,
and water buffalo. I think Cameroon is one of the only countries left in the world where you can shoot elephants. But the safari goers and hunters are now coming simultaneously on the same flights with American soldiers, coming in small numbers. They're up to about 120, 140 now. But yeah, they're coming in. There's no question that there's activity going on up there.
Joshua Hammer with The Intercept, thanks very much for your reporting and your time.
You're welcome.